I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Bob, I'm kind of feeling the need to feed, man. The spring is here, and that's when I like having people over and just throwing down a barbecue.
Well,
it's been a long winter. Dust it off, and let's go, man.
And there's some events that require food. Next weekend at Alan Bob's, there's going to be food Friday from 4 to 7 and Saturday from noon to 5. So get to Alan Bob's Sports. And what's the name of the tack shop they belong to?
Millbrook.
Millbrook Tack.
Yep.
So all the horse girls will be there. So you grilling guys ought to go down there because those girls show up in their boots and jeans, and
it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
We'll just leave it at that.
I picked up a nice AR from those people, and Tom Lindsley's hooking me up with some mounts. Well, Merle's actually going to hook me up with some mounts because he gave me one of those cold steel slings years ago,
right.
And the first version of the mount of the attachment. So it's he was kind of poking fun at me, and I said, "Hey, you made it."
Right. Yeah.
So we have spent a couple of days gutting our enormous. I've got like a 24x36 three stall garage.
Yeah, right.
And that big. Rack
storage
that was
rack
in the middle
in between
all,
the two you, and the
you,
single
you should
stall.
See it now.
Oh, really?
It's cleared. I gave away and sold so much stuff.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a lot of stuff up there. Hopefully you still got some of your grilling stuff.
I've got all that, but it looks nice now. And do you need a tile saw? Because I'm fixing to sell that,
I'm
maybe.
Fixing to
I'll
sell
give
one.
It to you if you want.
Right,
but.
Yeah. I've never done any tiling, not to say I won't.
Keep it that way.
But maybe I should tile the roof of my new bar. Who knows? Yeah.
Not the
ceiling, but the top of the countertop. Right.
When I was in Florida, I hooked up with my old. I posted a picture of me and Dennis Hall having lobster.
Yeah, I saw that
at that place. He just put the tiles, the Florida style tile roof on his house. $36,000.
Right. And 36 tons. That stuff is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they build them extra strong down there.
Yeah. But, so doing the math to feed a group, this is something that people ask all the time, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it's worth, I guess, going through the math again because it's okay to make too much, but you don't want to make too little.
Right. Always, that's the sin of barbecue. Now, the barbecue restaurateurs make enough so they sell out every day, I think by design.
Yeah.
Because they want fresh every day for their clients.
And they want to go home.
Right, and they want to go home. But I've got only one graduation party that I'm catering this year. It's for one of my Shartucky boys. His son is graduating from high school. And we're having this discussion right now, so it's very, very relevant. How much food do I bring?
Yeah.
Right?
So, if you're doing brisket, it doesn't reduce as much as butts. So let's talk about brisket. I like to count on just south of a half pound finished product per person. That's based on experience. Now, the guys that taught me in Kansas City will tell you a quarter pound. But they're all feeding people who've been eating brisket for years, and they just don't glutton. They're not the gluttons for it that we are. When
Without
we run
question.
Into good brisket, we put the pail in front of us.
Right. Well, and that's the truth because people don't get it as often as they get pulled pork or they get chicken. So and you know I'm not Jones in here, but you make a really really good brisket. I wish I could do it as well as you do. But when people have an opportunity to eat your brisket, they come back for seconds.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you.
No, but it's the truth. It's the truth. I don't know. I mean, I do know what you do. I just haven't perfected it like you have yet.
Yeah, that's okay.
But my point is that you're trying to figure. Okay, a graduation. This is relevant. I think there's a lot of people right now that are trying to do this.
You can plan on 100 to 200 people.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so let's say it's 100 people.
Right.
That would be not the size my family brings in, but maybe the average does. So if you're going to do butts and briskets, now the butts reduce 50%, especially if it's bone in. But there's a lot of fat there that reduces down. So let's say you get a 10-pound butt. You got 5 pounds of cooked meat.
Right.
Plan on it. You might get a touch more.
Right.
It might be 55%, but just count on 50 because it's great for nachos at midnight.
Right.
You ever have those?
Oh, all the time, man. Yeah.
So
great.
So So if the average butt's 10 pounds and you've got 100 people showing up, you want to do half butts, half brisket, you're going to have to feed butts to 50 people.
Right.
So if it's 10 pounds, you're getting 5 pounds. I would count on 6 ounces per person. So take your 5 pounds, multiply it times 16, divide it by 6, and that's your weight.
Right.
For brisket, again, because I love brisket so much.
So let me make that math a little easier.
Okay.
Okay, you want 6 ounces. 8 ounces is a half a pound.
Right.
Right? So err on that side if it's easier math for you. You want to feed 50 people. You need 25 pounds of cooked meat. You get 5 pounds per butt. Cook five
so
butts.
So that's 50 pounds of raw pork.
Right.
So
cook
five butts. You might get by with 4 butts, which is probably going to average 12 pounds technically. So that'll give you 48 pounds. You're going to be there.
Right.
And I don't want a bunch of extra pulled pork left over.
Right. 48 pounds of raw will get you half of that, 20, 25 pounds of cooked.
On the other hand, if you're on your game and you've got all your best friends over, it's okay to have some Ziploc bags and make up some goodie bags if you know you're heavy.
Right.
Just make it up and get rid of it because you don't want that stuff in your fridge either.
Right.
It just... It's okay. Brisket, I'll keep brisket for years.
Right, yeah,
But I don't really want a bunch of pulled pork in my freezer.
And here's the deal right now with where meat prices are. Everybody wants brisket till they have to step up and write the check. Because while it doesn't reduce as much, you're looking at $4.99 a pound versus $1.50 a pound for pork. For whatever reason, pork shoulders are one of the most inexpensive cuts, and we cook them all the time, and they're wonderful. But it's an inexpensive cut. So if you're feeding the masses, the other thing with these graduation parties that I'm going through right now is the fact that they have no idea how many people are coming, right? Okay, it's an open house.
So you might want to go heavy.
We sent out 100 invites, right? But that doesn't mean that this guy's not bringing his girlfriend, and now you got 200 people.
And if you get really good on your game or are already good on your game, they're going like, I'm going over to Billy's because he's going to make barbecue, and he's really good, and I'm not going to eat for 2 days before I go, and I'm going to slaughter that thing.
Right. Yep. Balanced with the other side of that is, this is the third open house I've been to today, and I ate at the other two, and I'm stuffed already when I walk in.
But
you don't know.
But they saw the little miniature ham sandwiches and Gordon Food coleslaw, and they're like, unexciting, a bag of chips and some salsa.
Right.
New York City.
Yes, and they know that I mean, because this particular young man is telling people that his party is going to be catered by the grilling guy.
On the beef side.
Because I did his brothers,
on
right?
On the beef side, I'm good because my buddy from Custom Heating and Plumbing over in Mount Pleasant sent me a text, and my cow is in at Smith & Sons, and there's a $1,900 cow I got to go pay for plus processing.
Wow.
But I got half of it. Two buddies are taking half of it. So I've only got $1,000 worth of beef to put in my fridge.
Wow.
But I don't care what beef prices do.
Right. When we come back, we'll start talking more about some of the other things that you got to plan for when you're doing one of these parties, because we haven't even scratched the surface yet. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.